This is the son of PCJ. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as always, it's very nice to have you with me. Now, we have a number of things to get to today. Really, a lot of things to get to. So I think we should kick off with our first song today. And I thought, you know, there's many parts of the world you're going into winter, and things are starting to cool off, and pretty soon you'll be freezing. You know, and all that. And I thought, you know, there's many of you, of course, during the winter months, you like to travel to the tropics. So that's what we're going to begin with today, a little bit of music from the tropics, from Barbados. Here's Big Davy and Spirit of the Crop, Over.
Fever, consuming fever.
Then they're jumping on the streets down to Spring Garden.
The way they're jumping,
you will think they're gone and sing.
You might think it's frightening,
but on the music in the brain, they ain't happening. It's only plain mysterious. They're walking up and doing bad. You will think they're going mad.
Cut through my fever.
Coming down, playing the roadman's tune. Don't you worry, what's your hurry? It will get here soon.
The way they jumping,
you will think they're gone and sing.
You might think it's frightening,
but only music in the brain.
Music
ain't half a day. It's only plain hysteria. They're walking up and doing bad. You will think they're going mad.
Cut through my fever.
And rise to the occasion. Have your fun in the sun, but no violence. We must never fight each other, it ain't make no sense.
You ain't jumping.
You ain't in the gone and say.
You ain't in this frightening.
But only music in the brain.
Music.
Ain't half malaria. It's only playing the steer. You walking up and doing bad. You ain't in the going mad.
Cut your my fever.
Spirit of the Crop Over by Big Davy from Barbados, beginning today's program. And I hope that that warmed you up if you're in a place that's really cool. And if you're in a place that's really hot, well, hopefully it made you feel at home. Well, it's now time to go to this week's mailbag. Well, it seems that our frequency change of 9335 is faring a lot better from the last two that we did. So I think we're going to remain here for, well, at least until the start of the A14 season. And, it's the time of year when you change frequencies that I personally don't like because it gets a little bit messy. So time now to say hello to Maceo in Japan. Hello to you. Thank you very much for your kind letter. Also, too, and I have one right here, which I can't read the name, unfortunately. It is from, and I'm opening it up as I speak, to Munsaguru Matsuhishita in Japan. Well, thank you very much. And this is a reception report that we got for the transmission on October the 27th, when we were rebroadcasting that famous radio play, War of the Worlds, by the Mercury Theater, produced by Orson Welles. And you'll be receiving the special QSL for that transmission very, very soon. Next to Keith, another Keith, yes, another one out there. Oh, two idiots with the same name, and I'm probably the biggest one of the two. Keith Fillimore in Warwickshire in the United Kingdom. And he lives in Rugby, Warwickshire. Now, does that mean that you're a rugby fan, or that's the sport that's played frequently in the area? Do let me know. Also, hello to our good friend Masaru in Japan. He writes every week. I'm sure that in a month we get like three or four from him, and you're going to be receiving something special very soon. And that's all I'm going to say to that. Next, actually, a very interesting one that came in from it was kind of deceiving, because when I first saw it, I thought, well, this is from Japan. And then I opened it up and I realized, no, it isn't from Japan. Actually, it is from India. Well, this is a very smart individual, because what they've done is they've recycled some letters, rather an envelope, from NHK World, which is Radio Japan. They wrote that on that kind of envelope. And the stationery inside is from Deutsche Welle, you see? So you got those souvenirs, and of course they came in very useful. Well, thank you very much, Mr. S.S. Bhattachaya, and he's the president of the, here we go, and I probably hope, I'm not saying this correctly, but I think you'll understand it, Chitakat Listeners Club in Mindapur, India. Well, thank you very much. And you'll be receiving your verification very soon. I think this is the first time that I have seen something come in on stationery from another station, which is coming in two stations, I should say. An envelope from Radio Japan and paper from Deutsche Welle. Next to our good friend, Alex Torbeni, all the way in Indonesia. Thank you very much. And by the way, the stamps that are on the envelope are quite fascinating. And what I will do is I will post them very soon on our Facebook page because they're very beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Now, we got a couple of very strange ones here. Well, one of them is not strange, but it's just odd at what happened. Our good friend Peter Ning in Malaysia sent us a letter, and it looked like your letter went through the washing machine. I'm not kidding. It obviously got soaked, and I have no idea where, but the post office in Malaysia fixed it up, and then the post office here in Taiwan also fixed it up because it was falling apart. But your letter was a wet letter. Soggy message. You sent a very soggy message. Well, thank you very much, Peter, and we'll send you back our QSL verification. That will be dry. Well, hopefully dry. So do let us know when you receive it. Now, this is a very strange one indeed. Now, the listener I'm very familiar with because we responded to him, I would guess, approximately 3 weeks ago. It's from Munir Katha Parambath, and he's an accountant at the Gulf Asian English School in the United Arab Emirates. And I was looking at this, and I'm thinking, oh, he sent us another reception report really quickly. But then I opened it up. Yes, and this is where the strange thing begins. First of all, we don't have anybody here at PCJ with the name Sakander Hosen. No, we don't. And we're not connected with Centec in South Africa. And this is not Channel Africa. This is PCJ. Well, he sent us a reception report for Channel Africa for a show that he heard on October the 24th on a frequency that we've never used. So if you are listening right now and you're wondering why maybe you never heard anything back from Channel Africa, don't worry, because we forwarded your letter off to them. And we'll send you the receipt for the postage in due time. I'm just kidding about that, of course. But this is funny. I have never in my life seen a reception report or letter and letter for another station that has come in. Now, I'm kind of wondering if Channel Africa has received ours. And that's possibly what happened. So hopefully, since we're going to forward this to you, to them, they will forward the one that you sent to them to us. This really went around the roundabout way. Think about it. The United Arab Emirates, via post, to Taiwan, through, I would suspect, if it's from the Middle East, probably through Singapore, then to Taiwan. And then I bring it back to the post office. They do whatever they do to it. Send it to Singapore, and then off to South Africa. So this letter really certainly has traveled. but don't worry, we actually will forward it to them in the next couple of days. Next, actually, a reception report here from Shinochoriru Mori in Japan. And he was commenting about the frequency that we were using, 9705, saying it wasn't that clear. Well, hopefully this new one of 9335 is doing a lot better. And it seems that actually all the reports that we've been getting for our new frequency are doing quite well. Hello also to Jose Jacob. And he's commenting here, a program that he heard on November the 17th. And he heard our program that we had with Tom Meyer on the show for Tom's birthday. So thank you very much for that. And we have one here that came in from Rain Brandt in Germany. And he put all the correct details and he said reception wasn't good on that, but he was able to identify everything that we had on the program. And he said, thank you very much. And advance and take care. I wish you much success with your future shows. Keep in touch. Well, we certainly will keep in touch. And I'm sure that those emails that did come in have already been responded to by Victor Gunatelica, who is our frequency manager and also in charge of responding to all of you. And if you want to contact us, get a pen and paper handy, and I'll give out the details in a moment. We also have a special guest coming up a little bit later on the program, a gentleman by the name of Robert C. Crane. Robert C. Crane. Who is he? Well, for SWLs, you may know that name, Crane. I'm not going to say any more on that. For now, anyway. Time now for music. Here's a very well-known Taiwan singer by the name of Sandy Lam, and this is from an album she released in 2001 called, simply, 2001. It's a beautiful song called Existence. Sandy Lam, and a very beautiful song called Existence, here on Happy Station. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And our postal address, which is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Taiwan, 22070. I'll say it again, PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road. Section 1, New Taipei City, which I shouldn't have to spell out for you, and Banqiao is Banciao, Taiwan, which I also shouldn't have to spell for you. The postal code is 22070, and that's in the ROC, so we look forward to hearing from you. Now, just a quick program note, or actually a few program notes, for some special shows that we have coming up this month in December. As you know, and as you're aware, this is the 1st of December. Well, some of you are hearing this on the 1st of December. You could be hearing this on the November, the 30th of November, or the 2nd of December, but it is the 1st of December for the second transmission. And this is what we have coming up. On December the 8th, we're going to be presenting a special edition of Happy Station that was from 1994. And it's with Pete Myers and Ginger De Silva. And it's a special program about Pete Myers reliving his memories when he lived in Beirut, Lebanon from 1974 to 1976. And that's on December the 8th. On December the 15th, we have the first of two Christmas specials. And we're going to have a very nice story read by Neville Gray called A Very White Christmas. And that's a recording from 1972. On December the 22nd will be the annual Happy Station Christmas show, which will include the stories that we run every year read by yours truly, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, as well as some of your favorite, you know, seasonal music. Then on December the 29th, we're going to be leaving the year 2013 in a nice and interesting way. Because on December the 29th, between 13:30 and 14:30 UTC, we're going to be doing a live edition of the program. Yes, I will be alive. Alive with enthusiasm and champagne! Oh, well, at least a glass or two, anyway. Yes, we're going to be doing a live program on that date. To say goodbye to 2013 and hello to 2014. Now, if you want to take part in that program, do let us know by email or through our Facebook page, and make sure that you're free between the hours of 13:30 and 14:30 UTC, and we will call you up and put you on the air, and you can give greetings to whoever you want to. All right, so that should be a lot of fun. Time now for music, and I know that, as I mentioned, the holiday season is just around the corner, and we played some holiday music. When was it? I can't remember now. Was it last week or the week before? Well, it doesn't really matter. So we're going to do it again. Here is Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Sleigh Ride.
Okay, Edie, y'all set?
All set.
Let's go.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too.
Ting tingling too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who.
They're calling you who.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we.
Nice and cozy are we.
We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather should be.
That's how it should be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop.
Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie.
It'll nearly be like a picture print of Courier and I.
These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Ting-tingling too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who.
They're calling you who.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Together with you.
Sleigh ride, sleigh ride.
Yes, Sleigh Ride, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Now, I was just talking about the special holiday programs that we have for the month of December, and we've posted all that information at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. If you look on the right hand of the menu and scroll down, you'll see latest news, and you'll find all the information there. All right, we now have a special guest on the show. This is somebody who has been making radios for more than 20 years. His name is Robert C. Crane, or Bob Crane. And no, that's no relation to Bob Crane, who was on Hogan's Heroes, a very different Bob Crane. He's the president of a company called C. Crane Radio in the United States. Now, how we ended up doing this interview was actually, well, kind of a little bit by accident. There's a gentleman by the name of Dan Van Hoy. Now, some of you listening right now, that's right, some of you listening right now, you've never met him. You probably don't even know his name, but you're listening to his radio. Because he is based in Hong Kong, and he's part of the Global Tuners website, and he has a remote for tuner in Hong Kong that many of you are tuning into right now. So, Dan, hello to you, and also hello to all of you listening in Hong Kong through Dan Van Hoy's radio. Well, Dan contacted me, said he was going to be here in Taiwan for one day with Bob, and we should meet, and we did. And we had a fantastic time. And Dan was also here with Jarl J. Johansson, who is one of the engineers at C. Crane Radio. And we decided, you know, after dinner, a very nice dinner. Yes, an old scrumptious dinner. It was absolutely delicious. And Dan, if you're listening right now, remember when the dumplings started to fly? Basically what happened, we were at the restaurant and the waitress accidentally spilled these dumplings from one of my favorite restaurants in Taiwan called Din Tai Fung. And they kind of went all over the place. So, as Benny Hill might say, her dumplings were boiling over. And I'm not going to say any more on that. Anyway, after dinner, I decided to sit down with Mr. Crane to talk about how he got interested in radio.
Oh, I love radio. I always loved radio since I was a little kid. You know, listening to Get the Prayer Cloth from Reverend Ike out of Texas on DXN. And I moved to the woods and I couldn't hear my distant AM signals. And I found a great gentleman in Wisconsin who makes a loop antenna in his basement. And I called him, I got one, and it worked. So I got AM stations 300 miles away, and when it worked, I had the idea immediately. I said, I gotta sell this to other people. So it was wonderful. We went on to create a couple models of our own. We invented them, even though they said it couldn't be done. So that was fun. And we soon realized that people wanted the antenna built into the radio. So we eventually did that too.
Now, the early radios that you built, did you have a company facility or did you just do everything out of your basement or your garage at home?
Definitely out of the home. Mm-hmm. That's the way it worked until people started showing up on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. That got old. And then the funniest part was, this could be considered bragging, but it's not. We looked out, we had a tenth of a mile gravel road to our front door. And there was cars lined up to our front door. And that's when we knew we had to move.
So the radios that you have now on the market and had back then, are they all designed and developed by C. Crane? Or does it happen, for example, we see this like with mobile phone makers, they'll see maybe a company in the Far East that makes a product and they put their name on it and then sell it?
Well, we did sell other radios from other manufacturers, sure. We tried to pick the best ones and market those to our customers. We did videos on how to use some of the more complex ones. But we always knew we wanted to make our own. So then in 1989, we started to put our ideas together. And it finally took 10 years later, we had a convinced a company to support us to build the original CC radio.
And what kind of radios do you focus on? Is it just standard AM and FM, or shortwave and ham band and air band and all the other bands you can think of?
You know, that's a curious question, but I think the answer is as curious as we are as humans and our individual needs. And maybe we put like 2-meter ham band on one of our more popular radios because it's to encourage the use of that band. It also works great in a disaster. But people that I'm sure we've opened up the world for ham radio, for people to become a ham, maybe not millions and millions, but it's fun. Radio is fun. It's a wonderful thing.
There must be some people that have said to you, radio's dying, it's going away, maybe you should just get away from this product line. I sort of disagree with that because I think that radio still has a very, very long life in it. I mean, we were just talking about this earlier. We were talking about AM radio in the United States, which is, if you compare, let's say, to Canada, is very popular.
Yeah, the senior band is doing rather well. So it's funny because TV has dropped almost in half the audience, conventional network TV. FM has dropped 30%, and AM radio has only dropped 20%. So let me tell you how bad I think it is. I think it's doing great considering all the other attention-getting media that everybody is subjected to every day. So I think AM radio is doing fantastic, and the future looks good.
And what about new radios that we've seen come on the market in the last 10 years? Do you also build them, for example, like Wi-Fi radios?
Sure. We started with Wi-Fi radio. We were the first one to bring one into the United States, a good one. And we think it's a great form of entertainment if you love radio. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, with Wi-Fi radios, a lot of people would say that, especially today, anybody can be an international broadcaster, especially with a Wi-Fi radio. I mean, for Wi-Fi radios yourself, do you see, there was a period where it was very slow in growth. And what about now in 2013?
Well, Wi-Fi radios is, in some areas, like in Europe, really went bonkers there for quite a while. In the United States, it grew rather fast. But I think it's kind of stabilized. It has, a modest growth right now going up, but it's nothing spectacular. It didn't take off like I probably thought it would and take over the whole universe, but it's still strong. Yeah, it's still strong.
Now, you've been at this now for more than 20 years.
Yes.
When you look at all this time that has gone by, did you ever think that after all these years you would still be in this business, or do you think that maybe you would have moved on to something else?
Probably a sane man would have moved on, possibly. But I sincerely love radio and what it offers. It fits with who I am. I just can't tell you. You can do so many things. I like to work. Well, you can't work when the TV's on. Mm-hmm. The knowledge you gain from radio is tremendous. It's very entertaining for music and talk and everything else. So I think I cut off my TV a few years ago for conventional network TV, and I love it.
So as a radio listener, what kind of things do you listen to?
Boy, it's really diverse. I sponsor the Coast to Coast show at night now, so I listen to that usually. I'll tune it over to Bloomberg Business Radio at night when I get home. I force myself to pick a new Wi-Fi station once a week and see what I find, and that's really fun. So it's really diverse. I pick up some of my old stations that I listened to when I was a kid, direct, not through Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And then local stations, have some great local stations where we live up in the Fortuna area of California. So that occupies quite a few hours of listening right there.
And how do you see the future of radio in this iPad, iPod, internet world?
I think you have to separate how you listen to it from the device. So whatever is most convenient and what you like is what you're going to use to listen to it. But the audio on cell phone sucks. So we're going to have to fix that too.
And that was my conversation with Robert C. Crane, the president and founder of C. Crane Radio. You can find out more about them and the radios they have by going to www.ccrane.com. Yeah, seacrane.com. The next time I'm in Hong Kong, by the way, Dan, we're going to have to do an interview about your global tuners. And apparently you have a really nice Radio Shack. And perhaps, just perhaps, maybe we can do a whole show from your Radio Shack. I think that would be kind of fun. All right, time now for more music. And this is a CD that was sent to us from Bashir, who lives in Singapore. It's a CD of the music of Lata Mangeshkar. And it's a nice song. The one that you wanted to hear is called Bahum Main Chala An O.
Bahum Main Chala.
One of my many favorite Bollywood singers, Lata Mangeshkar, and that was sent to us from a listener in Singapore, and he mentioned here in his letter that he got this CD at a shop that I talked about many times on the program in Singapore called Mustafa Plaza. And Mustafa Plaza is located in the Little India section of Singapore, and it is absolutely fantastic. First, it's open 24 hours a day. It's, I would estimate, 6 floors up, 2 floors down, meaning 2 floors below ground level. And you name it, you will find it. And I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. You name it, you will find it there. And the last time I was in Singapore, I remember going there at around 1 o'clock in the morning and spending a number of hours going through each section, and brought a lot of stuff back to Taiwan that I just couldn't get here. And it's one of those stories that has a unique history, because the guy who created Mustafa Plaza in Singapore, he was very smart. He was a very smart businessman. And as you're probably aware, or you may not be aware of this, but Singapore is one of the major transit points in the Asia-Pacific region. So flights from India that go off to other parts of the world quite often will go through Singapore. Flights from Europe that may be going to Australia or other places, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, they all, for the most part, stop in Singapore and then go on the way. And sometimes there's maybe a 12-hour gap between connecting flights. So he thought, well, let's open a store in Singapore that is 24 hours a day. And when people, you know, land, because the drive from the airport to Mustafa's Plaza is only around 25 minutes, they have something to do. And that's how the whole thing started. And it's quite fascinating. It is absolutely brilliant. And I remember going there at that hour, and it was packed with people. And what was interesting is I saw this guy, and he was there with his wife and his two kids, and they had no suitcases. And they were buying suitcases. And I heard them over talking, oh, we have to go in a couple of hours because we have to catch our flight back to Mumbai. And I said, excuse me, but you're buying luggage? He said, yeah, well, what we did is we went to Hong Kong for a wedding, but we didn't bring too much with us because I wanted to stop here, buy stuff to bring back to India, because it was a lot cheaper than buying it in India. I mean, brilliant idea. 24-hour shopping, if you don't want to spend 12 hours at an airport. That certainly isn't fun, I can tell you. All right, time now for more music. Here is Quincy Jones and his orchestra with No More Blues. No More Blues, Quincy Jones and his orchestra. Well, guess what? We are nearly out of time. Yes, nearly out of time. Once again, if you want to contact us, our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And you can listen to this program again, as well as past editions. And many of you have commented on how much you enjoyed our 85th anniversary show that we did last week. Well, you'll be able to find it at our website. Just go to the Happy Station page and click on last week's show. All right, we're going to end with something a little classical today, because some of you said we don't play any classical music. Some say you don't play enough. We really haven't played that much. So we're going to end with Anton Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, The New World. But we're not going to play the well-known piece from that. Instead, we're going to play one of the other movements from that fantastic symphony, and I hope you enjoy it. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.